A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Ksubas Peches, Ksubas 88b, pagination is 176. We're going to start from the very last line of the daf, Masnisin Anu Mishnah. Hotzia get, if the woman pulls out her get, her bill of divorce in Bezdin, and she wants to collect her ksuba money, ve'inimo ksuba, but she does not have the ksuba there, and the husband says, listen, I wrote you a ksuba, where's your ksuba? Prove that you still are owed a ksuba, because he claims, I wrote you a ksuba, and when I paid it, you gave me the ksuba document, and you were already paid. And the Gemara explains that we're talking in a place where they don't normally write a ksuba, and they simply rely on the baseline ksuba amount that Beis Din imposes. And if a person's married, then when they get divorced, Beis Din enforces it, and there was no ksuba document normally. So his claim that there's a ksuba document, and I took it back when I paid you, is the novel one. That's the novel argument over here. And therefore, govei ksuvasa, she can collect her ksuba because she has her get. And the fact that she doesn't have her ksuba is not considered unusual in that locale. The Mishnah continues, ksuba ve'eini maget. If, on the other hand, she has the ksuba document, but she doesn't have the get to show, he omeres, she claims, avad giti, I lost my get. V'hu omer avad shovari. And he claims that I received a receipt when I paid up the ksuba. So you lost your get. And I claim I lost my receipt. So he's claiming I don't owe you the money anymore. They're both claiming they lost information. And Beis Din is at a loss how we're supposed to proceed over here, because we don't have verification. Her get missing is a little bit odd. So perhaps he took it when he paid up its ramifications, which is the ksuba. And on the other hand, he would have gotten a receipt, and he agrees that he had a receipt, but he can't find the receipt. V'chein bal chov shotzi shtar chov ve'eini mo pruzbul. And the same thing, if a person after Shemitah produces an IOU, that he's supposed to be receiving money, but he can't show the pruzbul that he wrote. Hare'elu lo yifra'u. These are cases where they're not able to collect because they don't have the proper documentation. Let's discuss for a moment a quick review of the concept of pruzbul. Shemitah, the seventh year in the seven-year cycles, is going to be mishamet, is going to annul loans, unless a pruzbul was written. The concept of a pruzbul was that Hillel saw that people were afraid to lend money because they were afraid it would be annulled when Shemitah ended. And therefore, as a takana, to fix the situation so that people should lend money, because lending money is critical for commerce and for survival, that people who have more money can lend to the people who are struggling. So he created a concept called pruzbul, which transfers the loan to Beis Din before Shemitah ends. And therefore, Beis Din is able to collect it. It's considered as good as collected, so to speak. And you would be able to collect that loan through Beis Din's intervention, even after Shavuos. The problem is, if a person did not write a pruzbul, he did not use this mechanism to transfer the loan to the Beis Din, then indeed Shemitah is going to be meshabit and annul the loan. What happens, as is the case of the Mishnah, if the person shows up with a document that's signed and sealed and it looks great and someone owes him money, but we realize that according to the date of the document, the money was already due before Shemitah was over. And he's coming after Shemitah, and he wants to collect, and he doesn't have a pruzbul. So how are we supposed to proceed? Because the borrower claims, I agree that the IOU is valid, but it went through Shemitah, and I don't have to pay you anymore because the Torah annuls such loans. So the Mishnah is paskening, Harei Elu lo yifra'u, you wouldn't have to pay up the loan. And we see over here an important concept in Jewish life, which is that once Chazal legislated a solution, a person would be wise to take advantage of the solution. And that's how it is in all areas of halacha. We have, for example, the Pruzbal. Even if a person says, I don't think anybody owes me money. Well, you might be forgetting, or you might not realize what's considered owed money. A person bought something from you, now they owe you the money. Is that included in loans? There are different cases, so we recommend that a person write a Pruzbal even if he thinks that no money is owed to him. Likewise, Mechiras Chametz, selling one's Chametz, even if a person is strict and says, I don't like to sell real Chametz, I don't like to rely on this loophole, it's still a wise thing to sell your Chametz. And if it's your choice to get rid of your bread products and not sell them, that's fine. But you still write a document that says, any Chametz that I own should be transferred to the guy in case you overlooked something. Likewise, on Erev Tavshilin, when you have Yom Tov on Friday, and we make an Erev Tavshilin where we prepare for Shabbos before Yom Tov, and that gives us an allowance on Friday to prepare for Shabbos because we already started the preparations before Yom Tov. So a person might say, I don't intend to do anything. I'm a guest by somebody else. What do I need an Erev Tavshilin for? And here also, we recommend that the person either does the Erev Tavshilin or is included in the Erev Tavshilin of their hosts, if they're being hosted. But a person should not say on a takana that's in place, that's normative Judaism, it doesn't apply to me, because that legislation may very well apply to them without them realizing it. And this is the concept as it is presented in the Mishnah, that if there's supposed to be a get, if there's supposed to be a Pruzbal present, if the person can't find it, we are not able to proceed in the regular way of collection. And it becomes a claim that does not have documentation. You could force an oath of denial on the claim, but you can't go through with the claim in the regular way that documentation would allow. The final words of the Mishnah are truly a game changer in the way this is handled, particularly by Pruzbal. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Min ha-sakana va'elach, after the time of sakana of danger, meaning there was a time period where the government in charge did not allow the Jews to do these religious acts of get or Pruzbal, and therefore the Jews did them, but they destroyed the document immediately after it did its trick. At that point, Isha Govik Suvasa Shalova Get, a woman who was known to be married, can collect her ksuba even without a get, because we know what happened to the get. She must have destroyed it because it's a dangerous time. Or Bal Chov Gova Shalova Pruzbal, and likewise, a person who's owed money is allowed to collect even without a Pruzbal, because we know that he had a Pruzbal and we know what happened to it. He destroyed it because of the dangerous times. The Rambam goes ahead and says that this rule, Misakana Va'elach, is not referring to the Shas HaSakana, the time of danger, but from the time of danger and on, even if the danger gets removed. They legislated a game changer, that no longer do the people involved have to keep this type of documentation around. And that's the way the legislation during the time of danger was, and therefore even after the danger passes, they're still not obligated to keep the documentation. We find, for example, Choshen Mishpat, Simen Samach Zayin Hilchas Halva'a, Se'if Lamid Gimel, Ne'amon Adam Lomar, Pruzbal Hayali Va'avad. A person is believed to say, I had a Pruzbal, I wrote the Pruzbal, I transferred the loan to the Bezdin as I was expected to, as was appropriate, and I lost it. For lo od, not only that we believe him if he makes the claim, Ela Shaposchem lo, we're even willing to intimate to him and ask him, Shema Pruzbal Hayalacha Va'avad, did you have a Pruzbal and you lost it? Vim Amar Kain Ne'emon. And if he says yes indeed, then he's believed, and that's the way we practice it in terms of normative halacha. In some shuls, they actually put a Pruzbal by everybody's place, expecting that everyone will indeed do this transfer of loan. And this Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is a whole game changer on the way the Mishnah was originally presented, where they asked, where's your Pruzbal? But after Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's statement, the attitude would be that we believe that you had one and it was lost. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.